Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, you and OU President David Boren weighed in on a major issue for our state last week, State Question 744, which addresses funding for common education.
Well, what prompted this, Kelly, was the use of the OSU and OU logos on a Pro 744 ad. And actually, under state law, the universities do not endorse or oppose any state question like this. So we had given no permission to use our logos, and we were simply moving forward with removing those logos from that ad. We can't tell people how to vote or even how the position of the universities on this state question, but we can talk about the facts. We can provide the public with data, and the facts are that without any new revenue sources, if this question passes, the legislature will need to fund common education of, over a period of 2 or 3 years, up to $1 billion a year. And that's going to obviously result in significant cuts throughout state government. David Boren and I estimated that it probably require tuition increases of around 20% a year in order to make up for the funds if we kept the same, you know, same ratio of sharing in the state budget.
Burns, let's turn briefly to an important community initiative between the OSU Edmund Lowe Library and the Stillwater Public Library.
Yeah, we're holding the One Book, One Community. This year, Stillwater reads Angie DeVoe's wonderful classic, Prairie City. It begins October 4th, and we're offering public programs and book discussions. Angie DeVoe is really a legendary Oklahoman, arguably our most distinguished historian. She wrote 13 books, hundreds of articles, primarily on Native American and Oklahoma history. She worked at OSU, Kelly, as a librarian and a researcher, and really is a real treasure. The Angie DeVoe collection, in fact, is housed at OSU.
And you can learn more about the Community Book Project by contacting either library or the Sherrar Museum, one of the sponsors of the event. Now, Burns, I want to turn to high tech momentarily and visit briefly about the new O-State app. If you have a smartphone, the O-State app is for you.
Well, that's correct. Apple has approved this app as of Saturday, and it's really great. You go to just type in the app search directory, O-State, spelled just like you would think it would be, and it'll lead to that app, and it provides lots of information, the traditions of OSU, news, history, sports, maps. It's really a wonderful tool for our students and for all of our faculty and staff at OSU and our alumni all across the world.
And finally, Burns, tomorrow night, a big football contest between the Cowboys and the Texas A&M Aggies. Should be a good one.
This is Donnybrook, and we've fortunately been able to get by the Aggies the last 2 years. Right now, we've inched our way into the AP Top 25, and I think this game will tell a lot about the stage of OSU football. As you know, we played pretty darn well the first three games, but A&M is a very strong test, and we're excited about it. We're on national television. We're the only game on national television, and that is a real chance to profile our team as well as our campus.
Burns Hargis is the president of Oklahoma State University.